What's up, everybody? Happy February, and welcome to Episode 1, Season 2 of the Men at Grace Podcast. My name's Chris Rivers. I'm here with Brad Wallbridge. Glad to be with you today, Brad.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Yeah. Our goal, as you know, on every episode is to help motivate and encourage men to take responsibility for the people and the situations that God brings into their lives. And so with that in mind, we wanted to do an interview with a couple of men in our church and wrestle with the question, what kind of man do I want to be? So, Brad, tell us a little bit about what we're about to walk into and some thoughts you have before we jump in.
Yeah, you speak with Brandon DeYoung and Micah Williams. Both of these guys are in their mid-20s,
yep,
early in career,
yep,
newly married,
yeah,
you know, in the last few years.
Fresh.
Yeah, the whole world ahead of them, right? But having to work through some significant questions about,
yep,
work and home life and relationships, friendships, all, yeah, of that look very different from college and high school and all that.
That's right.
And I think even the question of what kind of man do I want to be for us as followers of Jesus and for us at Grace, the way we think about that through our, mm-hmm, authentic manhood study is what kind of man does God want me to be?
That's right.
So that's kind of baked in. If we've been listening to these podcasts or if we've been through any of the studies, that's kind of baked in for us as men,
yeah,
who are pursuing who God has created us to be.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a diagnostic question,
sure,
of what's going on in my life and work and home and personally how I'm leading myself.
Yep.
What am I doing and not doing? And how is that aligning with who God has created me to be? So it's,
yeah,
it's an even bigger question when you drill down into it. And I'm excited for our listeners to hear how you do that with Brandon,
yeah,
and with Micah. So let's listen in on this episode of the podcast.
Well, man, I'm glad that you guys could join us today. And not long ago, we started this conversation and started wrestling through an interesting question, which is, what kind of man do I want to be? And so, Brandon, you actually stimulated this question. So I want to thank you for helping us kick off this idea. But we met, we talked, and then we actually took a couple of weeks on our own to personally figure out how to create forward movement around this idea. And so I'd love to hear from both of you guys what it was like for each of you to strategically make time to answer this question. What kind of man do I want to be? So Micah, kick us off with this. Share maybe one big idea that you've been wrestling with.
Yeah, the biggest idea for me over the last couple of weeks, just thinking about this question of what kind of man do I want to be, is really the idea that I, by nature, am a little bit of a floater in that I, okay, am not always intentional, and it's easy for me to float through life and just kind of take life one day at a time and not really be strategic and not really try to plan everything out or, you know, just kind of roll with the punches, mm-hmm, which has its pros and cons. But when you talk about what kind of man do I want to be, there really is a level of intentionality that comes with that, that I've been thinking about more over the past couple of weeks than I really have, honestly, ever.
Yeah.
And so it causes you and causes me to take a little bit more time, reflect, and then, you know, wake up each day with a little bit more of intentionality, whether it's writing something down, whether it's having a conversation with my wife, but kind of approaching life more intentionally. Otherwise, kind of like what you're saying, you know, if you don't have a strategy, you're not going to be set up well to,
yeah,
really be the person that you want to be.
Yeah, that's good. Do you feel like over the last couple of weeks, you've not been as much of a floater, if that's, you know, that word that you used?
Yeah, I definitely think so. And part of that's with the new year flipping over into January. I was thinking about what do we want to do in 2022, whether,
yeah,
that's our family, whether that's me personally, whether that is in the realm of work or fitness or anything, you know, yeah, just trying to think of goals and kind of what this year is going to look like. So it was even easier for me to be a little bit more strategic and thoughtful than I normally am, for sure.
Man, that's great. Brandon, what about you? What is something that's, you know, stirred your imagination over these last couple of weeks?
Yeah, I think it's been interesting because, I mean, as we're obviously the new year just ended, I've been kind of thinking through that as well. Of, okay, what kind of really person do I want to be in 2022? What's my main focus? What should I be on? What should Madison and I be focusing on? What should my community around us be focusing on? And so one of the things of this idea, though, that I've been wrestling with is like, what kind of man do I want to be? And I think something that's been very clear for me is I want to be different. Like, I want to be different than the people around me, in a positive way. And I think just so much of the world right now is being around so many people of this world and just being just around the culture in a lot of different ways. It's like, how can I set myself apart and look different than everyone else around me? How can I go into a meeting at work and how can I love people differently as I'm trying to have conversation with them? How can I be a different friend to people like Micah, to other community that I'm in? And how can I be a different husband to show really who Jesus is? And how can I just be different in that way? And so I've been wrestling with that over the last couple of weeks and trying to focus on 2022 and just having that in the back of my mind. And that's kind of been what I've been wrestling with.
That's great. Well, I know for me, I've been reflecting on two areas in these last couple of weeks. So the first one is identity, and the second one is strategy. So when I think about identity, for me, I think about who am I? I mean, I have parents and they've helped shape a lot of my beliefs. When we think about being an authentic man, you know, as a man, I was created and I have a creator and I have a God-given calling to be responsible for the people and the situations that God brings into my life. And that means that I move towards people and situations and depend on God, who is my creator. And this was God's perfect plan before the fall. And of course, we see this in Genesis 3, right? But after the fall, I no longer live as a created being. I do not position myself under my maker, but instead I want to live independently and I want to be the creator. And I've found personally that this leads to passivity. It leads to self-reliance, which is a complete corruption of the good thing that God created. And this is where the gospel comes in. Jesus became a man to save me from my sin and restore to me a right relationship with the creator. So because he was responsible for, I have a new life in Christ. And we learn in the scriptures that the old is gone and the new has come. And so the question is, how do I move towards responsibility and steward this new identity? And so I've been, the last couple of weeks, I've been thinking a lot about Ephesians 2:10, which says, and I'm paraphrasing here, but that we are God's workmanship, or we are his masterpiece created in Christ Jesus so that we could do good works that he planned for us long ago. So I think this is really freeing to me, because when you think about the more we get to know God, the more we come under his shade and we recognize that we are not the creator, it's incredibly freeing, because then we recognize that he's in control. But then the second thing is we start to learn that he has given us gifts and abilities. And it just reminds me that of how good God is. And so I think that leads to my next question or my next idea, which was strategy. So like, how do I actually move? And so I think about the Great Commandment and I think about the Great Commission. So the Great Commandment, Matthew 22, 36, 40, right? Love God, love others. You know, the Great Commission, which is Matthew 28. So we see Jesus, he calls us to go and make disciples. So I think for one way for me to answer this question, like what kind of man do I want to be, is to break up my life into four lanes. And so a couple of weeks ago when we met and we talked about this original idea, I shared a couple of these with you guys. So farm, family, faith, and fun. Those were basically the four lanes. So I wanted to have you guys, as we've wrestled through these last couple of weeks through these lanes, you know, what kind of man do you guys want to be in those lanes? So let's, first of all, do you guys have any thoughts about that before I jump in and ask the first question?
I would just say, I think it's really helpful, like when we're talking about strategy, to talk about these lanes, and not that these lanes are all encompassing, but that it is helpful to say, okay, I am living life and how do I think about the things that I am responsible for?
Yeah.
And how do I act intentionally? And that's actually been helpful for me. Like I mentioned, even just thinking more intentionally over the last couple of weeks about the man I want to be, is having a framework like this to kind of think through those different lanes, instead of just trying to arbitrarily talk about the kind of man you want to be in all of life.
That's right. Yeah. Brandon, what about you?
Yeah, I think it's helped me even have conversations with my wife and like different friends around me. And I necessarily haven't gone into the conversation and said, all right, And this is what I think we're thinking about in the farm and the with faith and family and fun. But I just think naturally what I was already thinking about, it was these four different lanes. And so this idea kind of helped just provide clarity for me. It provided kind of a structure and a little bit of kind of what you were talking about a process that I can think through and how to better have those conversations. And so it's been good and helpful for me to think through that. And it's interesting for me, and I wonder for y'all, but a lot of these blended together. A lot of these were, how can I use my faith while I'm at work? How can I have fun with my family in that way? And so it was just a good thing to think through in some ways.
For all the listeners that don't know Brandon, he is an engineer, so he loves processes.
That's right. Yeah, that's so true. Yeah, and I think going back to this idea of process, I have learned personally the hard way that process is greater than progress. So if I want to have real progress in my life, in my marriage, I've got to be disciplined and I've got to have some sort of structure and cadence and rhythm. It's like we were talking earlier, Micah, you were running this morning. Like you're running because you want to get better at running, probably, I think, right? I mean, what were you doing this morning? You were doing some sort of like track workout.
Yeah, we were doing some 800 meter repeats on the track.
Yeah, and you're not on a track team, right?
No, not at
all. Yeah, so you were probably doing that to get better. So I think the idea here is that if you have a process that helps you have discipline and cadence, it's going to help you get better. And so I think one of the things I'm learning as a man, for me, this is me personally, is that a lack of strategy is the number one reason for my ineffectiveness as an authentic man. And so I think for us, you said, Micah, these aren't set in stone. These are just lanes that we began to talk about a couple of weeks ago. There's probably other ways that you could do this. You know, you could break this up into spiritual, physical, mental, intellectual. I mean, there's bunches of things that you could do, but we just did this for fun. And it was just like, just to try to wrestle through some stuff. So let's kick this off. Cause I want to learn from you guys. And I've got my pen here to take some notes, but let's start with you, Micah. You know, what kind of man do you want to be on the farm? Tell us what that is to you and what do you want to be?
Yeah. And I think I'll start by answering that question with, before I start thinking intentionally and before I am focused on my life as a Christ follower on the farm, at work, it's very natural for me. Like I said, if I'm in float mode and I'm just going through life, the natural response for me in a work setting is get work done quickly. You know, cut corners if you have to, get praise and recognition, and make a lot of money. Those are the things that come to my mind. Those are the things that I naturally, selfishly gravitate towards in a work setting.
Yeah.
And I think since thinking strategically and as a Christ follower, when we think about the type of man and Christ follower that we want to be in the workplace, the things that come to my mind are, you know, be honest, have integrity, be someone that works really, really hard and makes other people in your office look good. I think that's one of the hardest ones for me is I always want to do work to make myself look good, but to actually support other people and make other people shine, and not necessarily have to get the credit or the glory for the work that you're doing, and not be always super outcome oriented, but to even just be process oriented and to be able to come into work every day and not make it an idol and not make money an idol, but to come in and get your work done and recognize it's not going to fulfill every single need inside of me, but just show up and do my part and make other people shine.
Yeah. So how have you learned? I mean, you have a new job. I think you told us that the last time we met. So how do you help people look good when you're starting a new career?
Yeah. So with my job, I've been working at a new company for about 5 months now. And part of my role is to do a little bit of analyst work and to do some research. And so, you know, in the world that I'm working in, everyone around me is making commission off of deals that they're doing in real estate. And I am not there yet. So my role is just to help them close deals, help them, have the knowledge and the market knowledge that they need so that they can go close the deal, so that they can look better in front of clients. And so I'm not the one who gets to sit in front of the client yet and who gets to have that conversation and who gets to show that, you know, I can build trust and I can build a relationship. I'm having to build trust and build relationships with other people in my office so they can go out and do their job. And so I'm just learning a lot about that right now, of just, you know, being humbled and taking a step back and recognizing that, you know, I'm not making a lot of money and I'm not getting a lot of recognition for the work that I'm doing. And so it's actually really good for my personality, someone who craves those things, to be starved of it a little bit, to actually just work and try to work for the Lord instead of for men and work for the Lord instead of myself.
Mm. So tell me why this is important to you.
I think it's important to me because when I look at the rest of my life and when I look at the next 40 plus years, there's a lot of work left out there. And we look in scripture and we see that work is something that was in the garden. The work is something that is part of God's design. And we see that men are called to work. And when I look at the rest of my life, do I get super excited about the fact that I have a bunch of years of work ahead of me? Not right off the bat. Like, that's not my first thought, is that I'm really excited about that. But I know that that is going to be part of my responsibility for my family and for myself. And some of that is even a discipleship opportunity for me. And I need to start building habits now as a 25-year-old so that when I'm 45 and continuing to work, though my role might look different, or who knows, maybe my industry that I'm even working in would be different then, but that I have built a routine and a habit of the way that I work and the kind of man that I want to be, that is formed and is flowering more then, as someone who is selfless and not, I guess I've seen so much of the other side, especially in the commercial real estate world that I am in now, is you see so many people who are on the opposite end of that spectrum, who are totally there for the money and totally there just so that they can look good in front of their clients. And so how do we be authentic and build relationships with people, not just for a paycheck and not just so that we get some kind of recognition from it, but because it's something that God has us doing and something that we're able to bring glory to God and also make other people's lives better and provide for our families. So,
yeah, that's good. I think for those of us listening, I mean, even if we were to take a minute and find someone in community that we're in and discuss this idea, like, what kind of man do I want to be on the farm? It'd be interesting to hear and get feedback from one another. This has been good. I mean, I know we could talk a lot about this, but I want to get to some other F's. But Brandon, let's transition a bit and talk about the family. So, like, what kind of man do you want to be towards your family? What have you learned? What does that mean to you? And what have you learned in this exercise for these last couple of weeks?
Yeah, there's some practical things that Madison and I have made decisions on, just something that we want to focus on, which is things like, okay, we're going to do a Bible reading plan together and going through reading the Bible in a year and just doing that together and talking about it and using that as a little bit of a basis to have these spiritual conversations with each other. And it's, and I'm excited about it because I think for me and her, we've always been reading the Bible on our own. And she's like, she does her thing, I do my thing. But now we're kind of trying to figure out how can we merge our two different lives together in some ways. And so I'm excited to do that this year. And then even some other practical things of, like, we bought a whiteboard and we're going to use that for prayer requests, having intentional date time that we can have this. And so I think there's a lot of different practical things that we try to make decisions on the last little bit of what we kind of want to look like. It's been interesting to wrestle with over the last couple of years, like, with friends, with some of the best friends around me and some of the guys that I'm closest to, of what kind of man do I want to be to them? And I think one of the things that I've always tried to focus on with my friends, and I think Micah can attest to this because we've had conversations like this, is having the hard conversations with friends around me.
Yeah.
Whether it's either going to a friend, say, hey, I really didn't like when you said this to me, and, like, it's affecting me and I can tell I'm growing bitter towards you, so we need to figure this out because I need you and we're community and I don't want this to get in the middle of us.
Or
it's going to a friend and saying, hey, I heard this, is this true? Or, hey, I'm noticing this, what's going on. And I think it's been interesting that the more I've done that, at the beginning, I was really scared. I was like, oh man, I don't want to have a conversation with Micah about this, because what if he gets mad at me and ignores me?
Yeah.
And the more I've done that, the more comfortable I've been with this idea of kind of holding the situation with an open hand and being like, all right, I'm following Jesus and I want my friend to meet me here, but I'm okay with whatever outcome, and I'm okay with him getting a little frustrated at me, and just kind of trusting Jesus in that way. And I think for me, that's really helped develop strong relationships with all my friends and helped us get to a deeper level in some ways. And then there's, I would say, some larger things that we're trying to wrestle through, which is also what does ministry look like for my family? And what does ministry look like for Madison and I? And so a little bit of a backstory, but I mean, I didn't grow up going to church. When I was really getting married, it was, I've been doing, and I became a Christian when I was in high school. So I was pretty much the only Christian in my household for a little bit until my brother later became a Christian. And so my faith was always my own. I was only worried about my own faith. And I was worried about sharing my faith with my family members and sharing my faith with my friends in different ways. But I wasn't necessarily around a lot of people and saying like, hey, me and you, we're going to go do this together, or we're going to go. And so now that I'm married and I'm coming home every day and I have a wife that is a very solid believer, how can we almost combine our ministries in some ways, and how can we do some of this stuff together? And so one of the things that Madison and I were completely different from, just, we're very, like, a little very different. And so our personalities are different. And so one of the things, she's very good at making people feel like, bringing people into our home and making people feel welcome. And it's been interesting because then I'm also been able to have some success asking some of the deeper and harder questions. And so we've been able to kind of partner together in ministry a little bit and invite people into our home and really get to know them. It's been really cool for me to see that our strengths are actually playing together, where our weaknesses are actually, in the past, it's, we haven't been able to be as successful. And so I've been trying to think through this year, what are some other opportunities to do that? Because ultimately, when thinking through what kind of man do I want to be, what I want to be known as having a relationship with Jesus and loving like Jesus. And so how can I position my family to do that with me in a way? And so that's kind of what I've been wrestling with.
Yeah. I heard you say the word partnership. Hearing what you're saying and what I've been wrestling with is, what kind of partnership do I want to have? I mean, I have kids. Yeah. So for those of us that are listening that have teenagers or children, what kind of partnership do I want to have with Riley, my oldest son, who's getting ready to go to college? And what does that look like? I have a recurring task for Tuesdays to pray for my middle son. And I have a recurring task for Thursdays to pray for my oldest son. And when I get to those prayer requests, like, I've done it long enough that I know different things that I'm praying for them, to go to them and say, hey, I'm praying this for you. What kind of change are you seeing? Is prayer working? Like, what do you think about that? And that's been real fun for me as a dad, to not just create a partnership with my wife, but to also create a partnership with my sons and my daughter. Brandon, the last time we talked, one of the things that's unique about your age is that you guys are like always doing stuff together in groups. Can you talk a little bit about that and family? Like, what have you learned even in that, and how you want to partner with others?
Yeah. So it's actually, that's something that Madison and I are actively having conversations with, honestly, daily, about, hey, what does our community look like for each other? And it's, I think, how can we partner together in some ways? And so it's actually interesting because Micah came over the other day. Micah stays up a little bit later than I do. So he came over late and woke me up, and we were out there talking on my front porch. And we were actually talking about this idea of like, hey, what do we want community to look like with each other? Yeah. And what do we want it to look like with our wives? And so I think that's been the biggest thing that I've been trying to wrestle with, is I've always had my friends in my community, and Madison's had her friends in her community, but how can we find community together? And so that's been something that we're actively trying to figure out and think about. And I think we definitely have not figured it out, but the important thing that we have found is to regularly have conversations with people, and also regularly have conversations with each other. And it's always being willing to move and try to do things. And so that's really where I've tried to kind of lead Madison and I in that way is, all right, well, we went over to someone's house. We had a good conversation, but we felt like we were really just kind of still at surface level. So, all right, let's do it again. And I'm going to go ask this question, or Madison, I'm going to need, you should go on a walk with this person.
Yeah.
So it's just constantly trying to move and try different things and just take steps in the right direction. And over time, it's always been the case for me, but I always see how God's working in each step that we take. And so that's something that this idea of community with friends, we cannot do life on our own. And I need Micah. I need people like you. I need just all different kind of men in my life speaking into me. And so just partnering with them as we're walking through this is a big deal.
Yeah. When I think about the family, I think about friends. I think about my brother. How do I be a man that God's calling me to be for him? So I think when you think about this idea of family, it is people around us. It is those people that are close, community, biblical community. So I think there's, you know, you could go to town with this idea. I want to jump in and talk about what I've learned and what kind of man I want to be in my faith. I think I talked a little bit about that before when I talked a little bit about identity, but I think that this for me is just that regular rhythm and cadence of opening up the scriptures and allowing that to direct and define my life, you know. And we talked a lot about this at our church about being defined and directed, but I mean, just the habit of just waking up and saying, man, like, all right, here's what I'm going to read this, you know, and I've actually, this last couple of weeks, I've started writing. So I wake up pretty early, but I spend about 20 minutes where I'm just like, I'm going to read some scripture and I'm just going to try to write what I'm grateful for, what I just heard. And that's been really good for me. And then figure out how do I apply it into my life and then just spend some time in prayer. And I mean, 20 minutes is not like a long time, but I've just been trying to do that. And that's been really cool to have that regular rhythm. In scripture memory, I think that's one. I'm trying to memorize more scripture and keep that close to me. One of the things that I struggle with is approval. And so like, I've been trying to memorize Romans 12:3, you know, don't think you're better than yourself. Don't have a high opinion of yourself. Measure yourself by the faith that God has given you. So that's been a new verse that I've been trying to like put to my life. And so that's been something I've been learning about with my faith. I think also just like being committed to serve at our church and being in biblical community and having regular conversations with men. I'm a big Marco Polo guy. So I've got a couple guys in my life that I do Marco Polo with, where every day I'm getting on the Marco Polo and I'm saying in under 2 minutes, like, here's what's going on in my heart. And what do you think? And just allowing whoever I'm talking to speak back to me and do the same. So that's just been some stuff that I've been learning about in what kind of man do I want to be in my faith. And I don't think I always know like the answer, but I know sometimes if I just like move towards what I think Jesus is asking me to do and what I've heard other really smart men and men of faith do, then I begin to have this just peace in my heart. And I begin to sense God's presence in my life. And I'm more grateful and less anxious, if that makes sense. So that's been really cool for me. So what about you guys? Do you have anything that you want to share in regards to what kind of man do you want to be with your faith? Or even as we get ready to land the plane, like what kind of man do you want to be when you're having fun?
When it comes to fun, Audrey and I, my wife and I, we have to figure out what a healthy relationship with fun actually looks like, because for some people it might be, man, we got to be really strategic and we got to think about, you know, how we're going to have fun and the things that we're going to do. And for us, it would be way too easy for us to have too much fun and to spend too much money on fun, because that is kind of both of our like tendency. And so, but it's interesting, because to actually be strategic about it and to say, hey, if we have a certain amount of resources that we do want to spend on fun, are we going to be wise with those resources? You know, and actually intentionally, maybe it's plan a vacation instead of just spending all of our fun, you know, and not really like thinking intentionally about it. So,
I think we have to do a better job of sitting down and kind of drawing out some parameters for how we're going to just engage with fun, which usually just means like spending time with other people. We love to eat out. We eat out too much. But that's like part of our fun. And so we've got to figure out how to balance all that. Otherwise, if we, again, if we get in autopilot mode and we're not thinking strategically, that's just going to be something we do probably too much of.
So. Yeah. Yeah. What about you, Brandon?
Yeah, I think for fun, it's actually interesting. I think for me and so for Madison and I, it's, we have exactly the opposite problem. We need to spend more money on things and be okay to spend some more money for to create some memories in some way. So that's actually interesting. That's something that I was writing down when I was thinking about this is like, we need to like plan a trip and go and be okay to spend some money and not be so, because we're naturally savers and we always are trying to save money. So for us, it's like, let's go out to eat. Let's go. Let's go enjoy ourselves a little bit. And so it's interesting. And then I would say for faith, one of the things that I've been trying to focus on this year is just, be more disciplined. So it's, I think when I get very busy and my work, I start early in the morning. So for me, sometimes I get up and the first thing I'm doing is I'm checking my email, already on my phone, trying to see, all right, what happened last night? What went on at work while I wasn't there? And I'm already kind of, my brain immediately is out the door. And so then I'll go and try to open my Bible and I'm already thinking about work while I'm reading my Bible. And I'm like, that's not, then I'm like, why don't I just go to work? And so that's, it's kind of been a struggle for me to do that. And so one of the things I've been trying to focus on is discipline this year is the first thing I do is I don't have my phone next to me when I wake up anymore. And I just turn on my light and I start reading scripture and allowing myself to wake up by reading scripture morning. And so just trying to focus on that. As soon as I'm going to bed at night, praying for what I've been thankful for that day. Cause that's something I've noticed. I'm just not very good at. I'm not good at reflecting and I'm not good at being thankful for different things unless something happens. But making it a daily occurrence of, trying to be thankful in that way. And so that's a little bit for faith, and fun.
That's good. Well, I think this has been a great conversation and I think you guys have done a great job of helping cultivate our imagination a bit around this idea of what kind of man do I want to be. And I just to let our listeners know what we did when we met that first time is we took some time and we spent some time writing out like what kind of man we want to be for each of the categories that we've talked about. And so if you could do a couple different things. You could take out a piece of paper, create four columns, put faith, family, farm, fun, and you could just begin to take some time and just write down what are all the things that you want to accomplish that would be an authentic man, what kind of man do you want to be in those areas? So like, for instance, with fun, like what you were saying, Brandon, maybe you take some time and you say, hey, this year, we're going to go on two trips. We're going to go to a trip in the spring and we're going to go trip in the fall. We're going to spend $100 on that trip and you just write it down, you know? And so I think that would be one way to get it started. And then I think the next thing would be is, and you could do this weekly, you could do this monthly, but you could begin to take, an hour at the end of the month. Let's just use that as an example and just begin to celebrate and evaluate using a scale of one that you failed and six that you exceeded expectations. Right. And just basically reflect on how you've done at demonstrating any of the things that you want to do to be the kind of man that you have committed to or that you've put dreams to. Right. And you could share wins, you could share ways that you could improve, and then you could share that with another guy like, hey, this is what I've chosen this month for this year to do for fun, family, farm, faith. and, you know, each month, you know, review, hey, Brandon, this is what I did for fun. I did a bad job. It's a 2 on this, you know, or I did a 6 on this, you know, and celebrate with that. And then figure out what were the wins? Like, how did you actually win at doing it? But then if you didn't win, what could you do to improve so that you could move towards the kind of man that you feel like God is calling you to be? So I want to challenge us as men to think about this, focus on our identity, focus on our strategy, and, you know, let us know what you think. I'd love to hear, give us feedback. We'll put an email in the show notes. We'd love to hear if you guys have done some of this and have any feedback, but man, this has been great, guys. I mean, thank you so much for sharing and kicking off this idea. For 2022, we have a bunch of episodes that we're excited about sharing that are going to answer a single question every episode. And we're excited to just kick it off in this way. So guys, thanks so much.
Awesome. Thank you, Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Chris.
Well, all right. Brad, what'd you think about that?
I thought that was really good. You know, for those two guys, a lot of people could look at those guys and just say, hey, mid-20s, young guys, whole world ahead of you. But I mean, they're having to navigate a lot of difficult things in community and in their marriages and figuring out stuff in career. I mean, I would say that you and I are still trying to figure out a lot of that stuff in different seasons.
Yeah.
But I loved how they were working through that with you and how you were helping them work through that. Yeah. I think there were three things that really stood out to me.
Yeah, share those.
And I think the first is the idea that my desires and motivations, how those need to align with God through process and action steps. Like there's a lot of times we're waiting around for us to feel like doing what God has called us to do.
Yeah.
When a lot of times we just need to take a step.
Yeah. That's good.
We need to take a step and we need to trust that as we're taking a step with people around us that care about us, with God's word, with involvement in the local church, that our heart is going to align with what God has for us.
Yeah.
But if we drift off and think that it's all about self-help and it's all about me going to be the best version of myself under what I believe I should be, like that's dangerous.
That is, yeah, that's true.
So I think that's important. I think being on mission and bringing others along, like I'm thinking for my wife, thinking for my boys, what are some ways in which I could be doing ministry?
Yep.
In and out of our home, and I'm bringing them along with me in a kind of an adventure kind of a way to do some hard things that we're going to be able to see God move.
Yeah, that partnership that Brandon talked about was very, very good.
Yeah, because it grows your marriage, but it also grows each of you individually as disciples, but it does grow your marriage.
Yeah, but even if you're not married, the idea of being on mission and bringing others along the journey is
certainly
so important in our discipleship.
Yeah. If I were single, bringing some of the, you know, friends from community or people that I'm connected to that I'm able to rally around that as well.
Yeah.
I think that's a huge win.
And what's the third?
And then I think community requires intentionality and repetition.
Yes.
It's coming across as like going to the gym that there's a lot of times I'm not able to tell a huge difference day to day, but over time, incrementally, I am going to see the impact of having myself be connected to other people and others connected to me and doing that life on life together. But there is intentionality in that Brandon speaks to and Micah spoke to as well. And then just the repetition of that it's not, you know, relationships, serving alongside one another, all those things are not one-offs.
Yeah, that's good.
Like that repetition is so important for the incremental growth over time.
That's great, Brad. Thanks for sharing those three insights. This has been a great episode.
Yeah. Appreciate it, Chris.
Yep. Well, as we wrap up today's conversation, I want to thank you for joining us. If you know a man that would benefit from hearing this episode, share it with him. Having intentional conversations around these principles is a great way to start a discipleship conversation and move towards Christ. You can learn more about Authentic Manhood, which is our flagship study for men, which you can check out those in the show notes, or you can email us for more information at mrt@gracechurchsc.org. Thanks for joining us today. We look forward to joining you on the next episode and this season, where we begin to uncover different questions that men should be wrestling with that could be top of mind. So we'll see you on the next episode.